Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting ready to head to Tobago, Fiji, and then California. Yes, we're going out to the Long Beach Dive Show. And what, Bill? Bill,
you make it sound like you're just going and doing those things right in a row. You know, it's not like you're just going to leave here, drive down to South Florida, fly over on a private plane to Tobago, spend a week there, and then fly right back, and then go from there to California to Fiji. That's not what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you got the order slightly wrong, and you forgot to mention it's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I'll be celebrating my birthday in Tobago.
Nice.
So it's part of the Underwater Dive Carnival.
So actually, you are driving down right after the show to South Florida so you can take a private plane over to Tobago.
Well, it's not a private plane. It's a regular flight. I'm hoping I can, you know, get first class or something. But
how big of a plane is this?
It's a big one.
Oh, okay.
They have regular jet service from Miami into you fly into Trinidad, Tobago, and then you take a puddle jumper over to the small island of Tobago, where the Tobago Underwater Carnival will be taking place next week in honor of my birthday. Okay,
I threw
that part in. But it just happened to coincide with my 29th birthday. And anyway, so.
This is the anniversary of your 29th birthday.
Yeah, so, and your point is what?
Oh, nothing. Whitey.
Yeah. Now, so somebody actually said something on Facebook about that. It says, how do you do it, Greg? You look so good after all these years. And I said, well, you know, yeah, I have.
Clean living.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating my 29th birthday and managing the liver of an 80-year-old. That's just part of the territory. But I managed okay. I've managed pretty good. But yeah, the Tobago Underwater Carnival takes place this coming week. We will be there in full effect. Three mermaids in tow. Tony, Tiffany, and Leah are going to be at the Tobago Underwater Carnival as well. I know they're looking forward to it, and I have a feeling the Tobagoans, I don't know if that's the proper way to...
I believe they're called toboggans.
Okay. they're looking forward to the mermaidium aspect of the Tobago Underwater Carnival this year. Matter of fact, so much so, a couple weeks ago, or was it actually, it was last week that I talked to, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I talked to a guy who runs one of the dive operations in Tobago, and I, obviously it's big news that we're coming over there to do a broadcast and be a part of the event next week. But he was really excited about the mermaid thing, and he wanted to know what was going on with the mermaids from the standpoint that could he be one. What I didn't know about Trinidad and Tobago in particular, Bill, that they have
a huge RuPaul.
There is a history surrounding mermen in Tobago.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and the mermen are a part of the Tobago culture. Unfortunately for me, but I don't know where this is going to lead us to. But I got a bad feeling.
Nothing good.
I got a bad feeling. What could happen in Tobago? Because evidently the guys are a little bit more into putting on mermaid tails than in other places we visited in the past. But I got to tell you, we went, you know, I remember when we went to Carriacou just off the coast of Grenada. The whole crew there, all the guys wanted to put on these mermaid tails. And who was I to stop them? They were about 100 pounds bigger than me. I wasn't
Actually, you should probably have stopped that because the girls are not 100 pounds bigger than you.
No, the guys wanted to put on the tails.
I understand that, but it was the girls' tails. You didn't. You don't have. You don't carry a spare double XL.
Oh yes, we do. Oh yes, we do.
Oh wow, that's smart of you.
Oh,
actually,
we've learned over the years. Because you never know what you're going to come across when it comes to these mermaids, you know, and whether we have some recruiters that would like to participate in this aspect of Mermaidium. So anyway, we got that going on next week. And then right from there, the way the schedule worked out this year, we literally have to fly straight from Tobago all the way to Fiji and participate in a dive fest that's taking place in Fiji the week after. So we'll be there for that, and we're going to be visiting a new place called Coral Sun that we haven't been to. Not a new resort per se, but
new to you.
New to us.
And because this entire planet is so Greg-centric, if we hadn't gone there before, it may as well not have existed.
Well, it didn't. But I've talked to Jack from Coral Sun. They're going to host us for a few days. And from the website and from what I've heard about this resort before, it's going to be quite spectacular. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then we'll end up back on the left coast and get back just in time to make the Long Beach Dive Show. And we're going diving with Bob Evans from Force Fins. We hope to sync up with Bob today because Bob's recruited one of his buddies to take us out on his private dive boat. And for me, believe it or not, Bill, in the 14-year history of doing scuba radio, I have never dived off the coast of California.
Well, I believe that. The water's cold.
The water is freezing. Well, Bob Evans is going to change that with his buddy from Body Glove, Bob Maestral, who started Body Glove, and one of the first, or maybe the first dive shop in the area, I believe, and or something like that, some crazy thing. But we're supposed to go diving with him the day before the Long Beach show and knock that off the list, that I can finally say that I have dived off the coast of California.
And I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Technically, Fiji's in the Pacific and therefore is off the coast of California. I mean, it's way off the coast, yeah, but it's off the coast.
Yeah, well, it's way off. It's too far off.
It doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Yeah, I haven't done Catalina Island. I've wanted to go there and do this many
times
before.
Did you do the white shark thing?
I have not done the white shark thing.
Did you do the cage white shark thing?
I wanted to do...
Would you want a boat?
That was Guadalupe. Yeah, so...
No, isn't that
Well,
close?
That's really
that's
Mexico.
Mexico, but it's... I mean, it's...
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
I mean, when I consider California, I'm thinking Monterey Bay. I'm thinking Catalina Island off the coast of Santa Barbara, maybe... The Channel Islands there, maybe, you know, that kind of thing. So, really, I don't believe I can say that I have yet. So, we're going to mark that off the list. So, the next few weeks are going to be quite an adventure, to say the least. And on top of everything else, we're going to be doing these dives and doing broadcasts from each location. So, next week, you'll hear us live from Tobago. Then you will be in Fiji, and then we'll be in California. So it's going to be quite an event coming off of this trip, because we got three big shows coming up and quite an adventure that you can come along and join us for. Bill, and you'll be one of those people who will join us
vicariously
through Scuba Radio's broadcasts.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how happy it makes me.
It's almost the same as being there. Well, not really, but it'll give you an idea.
Not even a little bit. No, I've gone on one trip in the last 12 years, and it was nothing like what it's like when you describe it.
Really? It's not even close?
No.
I
get myself better gifts than you get me.
I'll send you a picture. We'll probably be updating the Scuba Radio Facebook throughout the adventure. Actually, we just set up I got to give props out to Mermaid Tony. She,
MT in the house!
Mermaid Tony has just helped us create our first official Scuba Radio fan page, and we're still working on it. It's a work in progress, but it's finally up there at Facebook. It
so
used to be just my big account.
Taught you how to use Facebook.
Right. You know, these kids today.
Congratulations.
We have our Facebook, but honestly, it's my Facebook page. And it's my Facebook, my personal account is where it links to right now. And Tony's like, oh, no, you need a separate fan page for Scuba Radio so people can like you. Yeah, because they don't like me necessarily.
Oh, they don't.
But they like the show. So now we've differentiated the two so you can like the show.
And not like Greg.
And continue to despise me. And thanks to Mermaid Tony for that.
It's like she can read my mind.
And to thank her, we created a special song for her that, you know, maybe we'll play it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. I'm in the studio for, well, today. And then I'm on the road for 3 weeks. Join us in Tobago, Fiji, and the left coast, California, Long Beach. We're going to be broadcasting for the next 3 weeks from the road and those different destinations. However, we got a lot to cover today. Barry is on the line from South Florida. Actually, he's in Key Largo. Barry, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Now, Barry, obviously, he's a big-time diver. We have him on the show every once in a while. And this week, he's actually doing a very good deed for once in his life. Now, he does stuff all the time. Barry is like a saint in many ways. And today, he's halfway through your bike ride for MS. Right,
you know,
Barry?
Every time I see Barry, I think, there goes Mother Teresa in a slightly larger wetsuit.
Oh, only slightly larger. I wish I was as skinny as she was.
Yeah, well, he's working on it. After this trip,
If only I could have spent decades starving in the poor, poor neighborhoods of Calcutta. If only, if only, if only.
Yeah, now we proudly sponsored Barry on his bike ride. We do this every year, and he's been doing this for, this is how many years? for you.
This is my seventh year, and I do thank you guys, both Scuba Radio and your sister show, World of Boating, for sponsoring me. It really helps out.
Yes. Well, it's a good cause, and you know, it's a good thing that you do, and it's quite a feat, actually, because you ride from where in South Florida down to Key Largo and back?
Essentially from Miami to Key Largo. It was about 77 miles down, and it should be about 76 miles back tomorrow.
Well, you're shaving a mile off some way? What's going on there?
I have no idea what the difference is. I think it's because we went around Homestead Racetrack. We got to ride on the racetrack where the NASCAR cars go, and that probably added a couple of miles. But, you know, I was thinking, I can't, you know, those trips to Fiji can be a little pricey. You ever seen those three-wheel tricycle things that float in the water that you see at resorts all the time?
Yeah, of course.
So you think I could pedal one of those to Fiji?
Well, you know what? It might be slightly longer than 77 miles, but as far as I'm concerned, go for it.
Okay.
I'm not sponsoring you.
As a warm-up trip, I would go to Tobago.
Yeah, good point.
I thought Key Largo was a warm-up trip.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you're doing, Barry. You got to turn around and haul ass back up tomorrow. Is that the plan?
Yep. I'm staying at one of your favorite little resorts down here in Tavernier, Ocean Point Suites, and just looking at some beautiful water today. You should be out diving, not sitting in the studio.
Yeah, well, it's really nice. OPSuites.com, by the way, if you want to book a stay there in Tavernier. It's a little harder to find because they don't advertise it a lot, but it's a really, really nice resort.
Well, yeah. And Barry, people could still make donations to your charity today, right?
Oh, absolutely. They can make it for the next couple of weeks. All they have to go, if they go to the World of Boating website and look for Captain Barry, I have a link there that they just click, and you click donate now. And any donation, you know, 10, 15, 20, whatever you can afford, will be helpful for helping to find a cure for MS.
I actually give Barry my old undershirts. I don't know if they help, but that's what I donate every year.
Really? And what does he do with those, exactly?
I really don't know. I assume padding.
It usually causes all the other riders to kind of move away from me, and they kind of hold their nose.
Yes, good point. All right, Barry, go get a butt massage, and we'll check in with you next week, okay?
Okay, take care, guys. Have a good trip, Greg.
All right, you got it. There, Barry, super fan, down in Key Largo, halfway through his bike trek. Let's go over and chat with our buddy, Captain Cocktail, I believe is on line one from South Florida Diving Headquarters. And, of course, Jeff is what we like to call him, too. But Captain Cocktail is how we know him. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, how you doing? Butt massage. Do I have the wrong show?
No.
Make sure I didn't land on the wrong show here.
No, if you want us to hook you up with him and you would provide that service to Barry, I'm sure we can arrange that. Just head on down to Ocean Point Suites and find your buddy Barry.
I have to get pointers from you, Greg, first.
Hey, now, quit it. Just stop it. All right, so I know you've been pretty busy there, Jeff, down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters, because the new schedule for the Rec Racing League has just been released, and one of those stops is in Pompano Beach there in your stomping grounds, right?
Absolutely. We were scheduled for July 23rd, 24th, and July 23rd, yeah, 24th and 25th, and we've moved it to the 29th, 30th, and 31st this year, which is the weekend after mini season, which nobody has anything going on, so they have no excuses not to come down and get involved and either watch the race or get in the race.
There you go. Yeah, so if you want to do Florida Lobster mini season, you can come down there Wednesday, Thursday, hang out for the race Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and if you want to extend your stay, you could stay through lobster season, I guess. But you could combine the two, mini season and the scooter races. That'd be a blast.
Oh, my God. Last year, as you remember, last year was unbelievable. We had 26 racers for the first race ever of the Gold Coast Grand Prix, and it was quite the race. We do it around the wreck, as you know, and then we put chicanes in on each side, so you have to, it slows down the faster scooter, so they have to go through the chicane. It made it real interesting last year.
Yes.
We had our first crash in turn three, like in a scooter NASCAR.
They're a little bumping going on.
A little bump. Robin's racing, baby.
Yep. Well, and this time we hope to place our mermaid in as one of the obstacles. You think we can pull that off this year?
Oh, you going to use her as an obstacle? I thought she was going to race for Scuba Radio.
Well, either one. I'm thinking we can get more than one mermaid. We'll use one of her pole position and pun intended, and another for an obstacle, and then another one to actual race.
So basically you're going to try to distract the other drivers while you let your driver win.
That's right. We're going to stack
the spirit of scuba radio.
Here's the, here's the problem. Most of the mermaids are not exactly what I would describe as streamlined.
That is not a problem.
You want to feel that one, Greg?
That is not a problem. I don't know where he's going with that, but I don't see the point
of racing, it. For the racing, you'd want to have the most streamlined racer.
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
Oh, this will get me in trouble. Maybe we should see if Abby's available.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Is that an FCC violation? I'm not sure.
No, it's worse because she's going to come after us with a knife. She's going to stab him for that one.
Well, but, Abby, I'm so sorry Greg said that.
All right, well, it's recracingleague.com is the site for these underwater scooter races that stop in Pompano the weekend after Florida Lobster mini season. And once again, that's July 20.
Racers meeting is Friday night, July. Racers meeting and cocktail parties on the 29th.
Friday.
Practice day is on the 30th, and the actual race is on the 31st of July.
Got it.
Not all the information is up yet. Just bear with us. We're still putting it all up on recracingleague.com, but over the next couple of weeks, you'll see all the information you need to get involved and the and application if you want to jump in and race with us. We got amateurs, pros, different classes. It's going to be a blast. We got Wounded Warriors coming in, going to do their thing, and the free divers, the X-Men.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a mermaid in the race. And if you want to just dive with them, southfloridadiving.com or call them up, 1-800-771-DIVE. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Abby is going to hate you.
Do not tell
I can't
her.
Believe you said that.
Do not tell
she,
her, please. I am begging.
She
I
is
am begging.
Poor little Abby. You know, it's bad enough that we refer to her as the fetus because she's so small and tiny compared to all the other mermaids. But
right.
But we love her.
Okay,
and for you to make a joke about her being more streamlined so she would win the underwater scooter race in Pompano Beach is just uncalled for.
To be fair, she is tiny. Little.
Yeah.
In fact,
maneuverable.
In fact, I believe, and I believe this sincerely and with all of my heart, I think that every one of the other mermaids, she could effectively wear their bra as a piece of headgear. I sincerely believe that could happen. Like a ski mask.
I paid good money to see that, actually. Trying to think.
She's just littler, and she's not...
So you think, out of all the mermaids, Abby would be competitive.
She is very competitive. She is very athletic.
Scooter racer.
She's very athletic.
Yeah.
There's nothing non-athletic about Abby.
Right.
She's crafty.
She's kind of in semi-retirement right now.
Absolutely. Though. She's rested. She's tanned, rested, and ready. That's what I would say.
Tan is not a word that goes hand in hand with her.
I'm going to call this the Alexandra Paul defense. I don't know if you ever saw Alexandra Paul on Baywatch. If you remember the beginning of Baywatch, there were a bunch of people running.
In slow motion. Right.
And
I remember that vividly.
There's one where nothing seems to be moving except for like her hair. That's Alexandra Paul. She went on to be the Virgin Connie Swale in Dragnet.
Okay.
That's Alexandra Paul.
And so that's what you're comparing Abby
athletic,
to.
Athletic, just not.
As...
Well, actually, she is streamlined. I could also call it the Hillary Swank defense.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Boys don't cry. That's all I'm saying.
Backhanded compliment. We'll leave it at that.
It is not backhanded at all. It is merely accurate.
Okay.
She's streamlined.
Well, she works for Divers Alert Network now, and we got a Dan tip coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 301. Remember, soft weights can double as a bean bag. So feel free to throw a spirited game of cornhole at your next party.
I am Cornholio.
Oh! Hey, take your mask off the next time you throw that thing, buddy.
Get off my case, hippie.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you doing over there, Nick?
I'm just reading a news story I found on the internet. It's amazing.
What, the story? I don't know. I can't see what you're reading.
It's not the news story. It's the fact about how easy it is to get information. It's really unreal how much is at our fingertips. And for divers, wow, I can't even calculate how much more there is out there than there was even a decade or two ago.
You're right. It's come a long way. I remember when the only information resource a diver had was the guy at the dive shop.
And there really wasn't much else, was there? And that guy was not always the most reliable source of information.
Have you ever stopped to count the number of resources divers have available to them today?
Shoot, off the top of my head, I can think of about half a dozen.
You still have to count the dive shop as one.
Not just one, but number one. A diver's local dive center or instructor is still going to be the primary source of information. It's where a person learns to dive, acquires skills, and builds their initial diving network. And as their first interactions with sharing of personal experiences and advice, the dive center and instructor will always be very influential and a critical source of information for divers.
I think they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Absolutely. And they can keep your education going with advanced training.
There's just no end to the information from dive centers and instructors, is there?
Well, that's why I'd rank them as number one.
I can think of one other reason they're great. A lot of times they're the introduction to the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
And that is?
Dan.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Greg. But we certainly try, and it's our mission, to be the go-to resource for divers. It's why all of us go to work every day.
The emergency hotline alone makes Dan an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Diving or non-diving emergency, and you can even call Collect.
Doesn't get any easier than that. In addition to the hotline, there's a separate medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yes, and any diver with a medical question can call and utilize that resource. We also maintain a physician network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and diving medicine.
And there's the research you do, the training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared towards making diving and divers safer. And all the information we have towards that end is information we happily share.
And we appreciate you for it.
Thanks.
So what other resources do you use?
Well, I like reading dive publications and websites to stay up to date.
How many of them do you read?
As many as I can. It seems like each one has something of interest, and there really is something out there for every interest and skill level.
They cover a lot of ground, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, education tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections, and some. There's not much they miss. And that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
Dive publications and websites are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? You notice how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and the list goes far deeper than instructional or equipment manuals these days. You got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know, it's great. I wish I had time to read them all.
I'm not sure there is enough time to read everything available. I mean, if you tried, when would you have time to listen to the radio?
Time I like to hear people set aside.
Absolutely. I mean, you are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and divers should listen every week. Your show is entertaining and informative.
Oh, shucks.
I'm serious. I think it's great that there's a whole show out there just for divers. And then there are movies and TV.
It is amazing how far we've come, but I think we're forgetting to mention one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers, right.
And I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, no matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, shared experience, and war stories. There's no substitute for it. And it really is amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
Where would we be without him?
No matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are lots of places to go to learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from all of them. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, we are here in the studio and for the first time in a while and the last time in 3 weeks because we're getting ready to head to Tobago, Fiji, in California. So I need to catch up on some viewer mail. So let's do that right now. I got an email here from Morris is his name. He goes, I'm a new diver as of the summer of 2010. I saw you guys and the mermaids at Our World Underwater in Chicago. This is the first time I had heard of Scuba Radio, and I have since went back and listened to the shows from the past year or two and now are listening all the time. I've been trying to find bumper stickers to your website. I need 3 of them, but I've had no luck. I don't see a place where you can buy them on or order them on the website. But if you could, I'd appreciate it. Well, it ends up, he did what I would have told him to do. He figured it out on his own, which is what you have to do if you want Scuba Radio bumper stickers, and we have tattoos right now. And just order something at scubaradio.com on the merchandise page. And Morris went and ordered a Scuba Radio t-shirt, and we threw in some stickers and bumper stickers and tattoos, Scuba Radio tattoos, in with his order for free. So that's how it works. We don't ship out stickers by request, okay? So it's just not cost-effective.
We only do it when it's obvious that you don't really want them.
Right. Like it shows, we try to bring a few stacks of stuff, stickers and things, and stick them to your back when you're not looking, you know, like a kick me sign. That's kind of what we'll do with the big show. So you got that option to find us at one of the shows like Long Beach, California. We may be out there with some stickers. Other than that, you just order a t-shirt or something. All right, now the web has brought everybody together, and it has built our audience to levels that we just never thought possible. I just a couple weeks ago, I checked the latest numbers on our downloads bill through the website, and people that subscribe to Scuba Radio through iTunes.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
7.
7. It's more than 7.
7,000.
It's less than 7,000 a day.
It's fewer than 7,000 per day.
It's over 3,000 downloads every single day. Worldwide of Scuba Radio. That's
crazy. Nutty. That's nutty.
That's insane, I tell you. But here's
the case, then there's a lot of people to which I have to say the following.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And that goes for me, too. But you know, the web has brought us together, and one of the things that's neat about our little show is that people from around the world are now tapping into our goofy little radio show every week. I have this as an example. From the Ukraine, Stanislav. Stanislav. I don't know what.
Stanislav would be a very common Eastern European kind of name. Stanislav.
Stanislav. Okay. Well, he says, hi. I want to thank you for your show. You guys do excellent work. Me and my colleagues.
Clearly, he's not an English speaker.
Yes, it's kind of broken. Work in an office, small company here in the Ukraine. I spend all the day or all my time on the computer, but I do listen to your show all the time, and it's always interesting to hear what's happening in our neighboring countries. So he's using scuba radio as an example of what
what's
like
wrong with Western culture.
Exactly. And we're glad to represent. Hardworking days, your radio show helps an ordinary office manager like me work it out through all the week and Friday evening.
Before we go any further, can I point out the T-shirt that you wear? I would say about 74% of the time I see you. A quarter of the time I see you, you're wearing a giant yellow Homer Simpson's T-shirt, which must be a double XL. I mean, it's a huge shirt.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, you're wearing this old Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Well, I just got to represent for the office.
It's because you want to connect with people just like Stanislav.
Yes, exactly. That's my whole purpose
that
in
is,
life.
That is the reason why you're here, and it keeps you focused, and it brings out...
Well, he's an ordinary office manager in the Ukraine, and your radio is helping me to distract from work. That's why we're here. Make you unproductive.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Mermaid Tony is going to join us here in hour two as we get ready to head to Tobago Tobago Underwater Carnival.
I am reminded by that rejoin.
Yeah.
That this show, I believe, of any radio show I have ever heard in my entire life, and mm-hmm. I have dedicated the vast majority of my life to radio shows.
Yes.
Ever since Dr. Demento. I have been a fan, a constant, I would say, student of the genre.
Okay.
And I would say that this program,
right,
bar no other program, I would not say that there's any program which outshines us in this particular regard.
As
nowhere,
far as being the worst radio show?
No. Nowhere can you find better scuba-related rejoin music than on this program.
Thank
and I mean
you.
Nowhere, at no time. And, Greg, I believe you are really the reason for that. And the key to it is, and a lot of people don't realize this.
Is that I don't have anything else to do.
Well, there is that.
Oh.
But what people don't realize this, and I brag on you about this one thing.
Oh.
The fact that you have two T-shirts. And apparently, and that if you ever hear a parody song on this radio station, it is about 75% sure that Greg wrote it, produced it, voiced it, and you did. You have done some fantastic ones, all the way back from the Yellow Submarine scuba radio theme.
Well, thank you.
To the forward, and I think you've done a fantastic job. And I believe, and I don't think I'm going out too far on this one. I believe your greatest may be your latest may be your greatest.
Oh, you're liking this too, are you?
I am telling you right now that the Mermaid Tony song.
Yeah.
Is a I would say it is a quintessential tour de force in parody music.
You know what? That's funny. Last week on the show, I played this for the first time with CJ, my dive student. He was on the phone, and we kind of debuted this new song for Mermaid Tony. This could be like her new theme song. And you know, once a member of the crew reaches a certain level of notoriety,
which apparently I have not gotten to yet, but okay.
Good point. But neither do I. I don't have a song for myself either.
You're right.
These are certain people, it just calls out
right.
that they need their own little kind of
I've noticed
intro
it's
something.
It's mainly women.
Good point.
And mainly women that aren't streamlined.
Bill, I guess when my point is you're not a muse. All right. And some of the others, they kind of spark an idea, and I think, hey, this could work. Okay, so there's this song called Barbra Streisand.
Well, and this is where I think your true genius comes in. Because I know you and I are both fans of Weird Al, although you've seen him in concert, and I haven't.
Twice.
I haven't because they canceled the concert that I had tickets for.
Yeah.
Canceled it.
Yeah.
I was on my... No! Don't go. And it was because it was raining out.
Yeah,
But anyway.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a hurricane. It was raining.
Yeah, exactly. I would have saw Weird Al three times if it weren't for the hurricane.
It's okay. I would have really liked to have seen it once.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I think he's really gotten fantastic at is how much he captures the essence of the original work to convert it into a parody. And I think it's a tribute to him and his band as artists that they're able to take the original work and convert it and make it both into something new, but something new that is clearly based off the original.
Right, but the true genius is to put in as little amount of work as possible to do that. And this song called Barbra Streisand is basically just the entire lyric of the whole song is Barbra Streisand. And then some techno beat, and that's all I had to change. So the true genius in this case was it took very, very little effort to produce this masterpiece.
You shouldn't brag on that. But, I mean, I think true genius comes easy. So that there's an understanding that you may have felt that it was easy, but to have been able to see through the layers of meaning to a place where it crystallized for you and appeared simple. That is a sign of genius, Greg.
All right.
I believe that if you can take something as complicated and as full of meaning as Barbra Streisand
all right, well, let's,
and be able to see that and crystallize it so that it could turn into this particular great work.
Mermaid Tony.
Yeah. So you got this techno thing. You're already doing the dance. See? This could be the Mermaid Tony dance that Bill is doing right now. We'll have to get this on video. All right. It's kind of infectious in a sick
Mermaid Tony
Macarena type of way. But it just goes on and on and on. And it's hideous. I don't like the song. I hate the original, but it sticks in your head, and you're kind of like, what's up?
Mermaid Tony.
And that's it. That's the entire song. I mean, it just does this over and over again.
The real beauty, I think, is the atonal way that you say Mermaid Tony.
Yeah.
Also, the non-melodic way. The music stops abruptly for no apparent reason on a counterbeat, and that there's no purpose.
Mermaid Tony.
Mermaid Tony. Yeah, well, you know, that's the point. That's
true
why
genius.
It works so well.
True genius. That and echo like I said, at the end, I didn't see it coming.
Well, there you go. Thank you. You
know, it underscores the understated underscoring.
It's so bad, it's good. That's how CJ presented it last week. And
I think he's understating that. I really do. I think it's so
annoying.
It's so idiotically horrific. that it is near perfection.
All right, so Mermaid Tony doesn't really like this song. She doesn't like being associated with this song. I'll tell you,
she's missing the point.
We got a few emails last week, and the jury's out. It's about 50-50, 50 against, of whether or not this should be the official song for Mermaid Tony. Feel free to email us, info@scubaradio.com, and cast your vote, and we will take them into consideration. And then I'll make a decision based purely on my own preference, which is that it's a winner. It's number one with a bullet, I tell you. And as long as she doesn't hear it, we're good, because, you know, she'll hit me.
Let me give you this piece of advice as we wrap up hour number one of Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
Keep your feet in the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.
And earplugs in your ears.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio. Wide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.